A federal judge in Detroit says she'll decide by next week whether to open to the public immigration hearings for Rabi Haddad. He's the founder of an Islamic charity that was shut down by the federal government. Media organizations and Democratic Congressman John Conyers have sued to open the hearings. That lawsuit is one of a series that's challenging the government's policy of secret hearings and detentions, a policy adopted since September 11th for people charged with immigration violations. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The Justice Department says it's still holding more than 300 detainees. Muslim and Arab American groups put the number higher at over 1,000, and they say many more people are being taken into custody every week. Many of the detainees are being held in five New Jersey jails that have contracts with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. The New Jersey ACLU has been trying to find out the names of those being held so lawyers can offer legal assistance. Deborah Jacobs is the group's executive director.
You can't visit and detainee in the jail unless you have their names, and therefore we've only really been able to reach out to those who have contacted us, and now we are seeking the names so that we can find out if these individuals need legal counsel or have due process or human rights violations happen to them in the course of their detention.
Last week, a state judge ruled that officials who run the Passaic County and Hudson County jails must make the names of all those being held in their jails available to the public. The federal government joined Passaic and Hudson counties in defending the suit and immediately filed an appeal. As far as detainees go, Malik Zaidan is one of the lucky ones. He spent a little more than a month in the Hudson County jail, but was released on bail.
Hudson County jail, yes, I spent there for 40 days for nothing. Terrible people, terrible jail over there.
Zaidan's immigration violation is pretty clear. He came to this country from Syria on a tourist visa that expired 14 years ago. For nearly that whole time, Zaidan has lived in the same duplex apartment in Paterson, New Jersey, working at a variety of jobs. He says during all those 14 years, no one asked him if he was a legal immigrant or not. Until December 31st, when he was visited at his home by an INS agent. She was looking for Zaidan's former roommate. While she was there, she asked him about his status. He says he freely admitted that he was here illegally and agreed to go down to her office the next day.
She said, normally we don't arrest people like you. You don't have a criminal record. And you come to my building, in my office. We don't arrest you. She went to both offices and she came back. She said, I'm sorry, I can't release you. I have to arrest you.
Zaidan's hearing, like those of nearly all post-September 11th detainees held on immigration violations, was closed to the public, the press, and even family members. A government memo issued last September instructed immigration judges to close the hearings of all detainees deemed by the Justice Department to be of special interest. Zaidan's attorney, Bennett Zurofsky, filed a brief challenging the decision to close his client's hearing. He asked the government to say why and how it determined that Malik Zaidan was of special interest.
Nowhere in the memorandum or anywhere that anybody has been willing to tell us is there a description of how it is determined which aliens are in the special interest category. We don't know who does it, both in terms of an individual person or in terms of what agency. We don't know whether it's at all consistent or whether it's just whims.
The problem with Zurofsky's argument, says former INS Assistant Commissioner Jan Ting, is that many constitutional protections accorded criminal defendants don't apply to people charged with immigration violations.
Immigration cases are not criminal cases. They're not considered to impose penalties on people. They are considered to be civil, administrative cases. And that means that a lot of the constitutional protections that normally apply in criminal law cases may not apply in immigration.
Zurofsky didn't get a chance to hear that argument from the government in court. After he filed his brief, the government told him Zaidan was no longer of special interest. That meant his hearings could be open and that he could be released on bail, making his challenge moot. But other lawyers are also in court challenging the decision to close immigration hearings. The Center for Constitutional Rights has filed two federal suits, one in Michigan and another in New Jersey. The center's legal director, William Goodman, calls the closed hearings outrageous.
It's basically pulling a veil of secrecy across judicial process for a particular ethnic and religious group, first of all. And secondly, it's ordering these judges to make this decision without the ability to exercise any independent judgment on their own.
Along with challenging the closed hearings, Goodman says the Center for Constitutional Rights is also preparing this week to file a federal lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the detentions themselves. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.